Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
41 years ago, a Supreme Court decision opened the door to abortion anytime for any reason. We reflected on the impact of that decision on our nation. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We heard from Star Parker, social policy consultant and columnist, and founder and president of CURE, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, and got her perspective on life in America since 1973. She spoke to the hope that lies in the younger generation's attitudes on abortion and also shared a bit of her personal story.
Most of our youth have only lived in an abortion society. Anyone born after 73 is a precious gift to us. They're a survivor. We have an organization now called Survivor because they start to see that my mom could have chosen not to have me. And so on your question of poor women, no, they're trying to survive. They don't know what hit them. Many of them, when they do hear, like the woman that I explained moved to the top of her game, she's an African-American woman. We have these stories all over the place. But when you're in despair and in these desperate conditions and neighborhoods and you're being preyed on by Planned Parenthood, it's very difficult for you to join a movement. And so what ends up happening is you just go inside and you become self-destructive. And the next thing you know, you lose your dignity and your worth, and then you end up costing us in other ways, like in the welfare state. It's one of the reasons that vouchers are so very important for us to allow these kids to get out of these government cesspools we call schools and get into Christian schools where men wear collars and love them.
Star, was there you talked about your coming to faith. I'm interested maybe in your conversion of viewpoint. Did that happen overnight in terms of, when God got a hold of your life, it just you realized the value of life and all those things, or was this a process over time?
It's still a process over time. It's a process. I still have to read the scripture. I don't know how to live. And so, but what my conversion did and coming to Christ did was to teach me that God, I don't have to try to figure out how to live. He already wrote it down. And so in that, and then going in the church and developing faith and developing understanding that there are rules to govern, our lives, I just started learning the rules. And so over time, the more rules you learn, the more opportunity you have to implement them. When the more you understand sin, the more opportunity you have not to do it, to live in it. The more you hear truth, the more you want truth. And so it was not easy. In fact, it was 3 years or so before I actually left welfare. I was sitting in the church, and I'm doing everything that they told us. I was tithing. I was giving offering. I was, learning and growing. And then one day, the preacher just looked out at all of us. There were 4,000 people in there or so, and he said, "What are you doing living on welfare?" And I'm thinking, what? How does he know I live on welfare? And I'm thinking, he's talking to me. And he said, the government's not your source. God is.